Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's going on? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow. I'm so grateful, so excited to be back on PKN Radio. So grateful, so excited to be back on Blog Talk Radio. So grateful, so excited to reconnect with you all. Y'all already know, it's another beautiful, blessed day that God, the only true living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has truly blessed us to see. It's another beautiful, blessed day that God, the only true living God, has made a way for us. Another beautiful, blessed day that we are truly blessed, always being blessed, to press forward in by faith. Family, I'm back for another broadcast of By Faith We Good, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to him. And there is a word from the Lord for you tonight, hallelujah, that will encourage you and inspire you to stay focused and always press forward by faith. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Shout out to all of our Facebook family out there tonight. Shout out to all of our Instagram family out there tonight. Shout out to all of our Purpose Kingdom Network family, all of my Philadelphia family, all of my Chicago family, my family all over the world. We are all family because we are all of God. Amen. Glory to God. So as always, family, I'm going to open up in prayer tonight. After I pray, we're going to get into what God has provided for us that's going to nourish our faith and help us to press forward the way that God desires. Help us to be effective and efficient, right? Living the life that God created us to live to the fullest, pressing forward victoriously, pressing forward as overcomers, pressing forward triumphant, pressing forward giving God all the honor, all the glory, all of the praise. Amen. So let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. You're so worthy, God. You're so worthy, God. You're so awesome, God. You're so amazing. God, we thank you. We love you so much. We bless your holy name tonight, God. We honor you tonight, God. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we come together, we clear our minds, we open up our hearts, and we decree and declare, have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, have your way, Holy Spirit. Set the atmosphere where we are. Show up and show out in the name of Jesus. Speak for me, speak through me. Take control in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We pray that you would set the atmosphere in every home, set the atmosphere in every workplace, set the atmosphere in every school, set the atmosphere in every community. Wherever your children are tonight, wherever they are tuning in, we pray, God, that your love and your presence will be felt in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you that your word equips. We thank you that your word grooms. We thank you that your word prepares us. We thank you that your word heals. We thank you that your word delivers. We thank you that your word restores. We thank you that your word revives us. We thank you that your word, God, is alive and at work in those who believe. God, we're so grateful. Hallelujah. To you be all the honor, to you be all the glory, to you be all the praise, because it all belongs to you. Thank you, God, for all that you've done. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing. Thank you, God, for all that you will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name tonight. We bless your name tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I got to catch myself sometimes because this turned into a prayer service. I pray all night long. Glory to God. And so, family, I'm excited to reconnect with you all and to share this word from the Lord with you. And so tonight, we're getting into prayer of faith. That's what we're going to focus on tonight, the prayer of faith. Amen. That's what we are going to focus on tonight. How many of you know it's so important to have a prayer life? Hallelujah. Because when you have a prayer life, you are in constant communication with God. Hallelujah. And not only are you in constant communication with God, but God is in communication with you. God can reveal some things to you. God can show you some things. Hallelujah. God can speak to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, you can get your strength renewed through having a prayer life. Come on, you can get your mind renewed through having a prayer life. Hallelujah. You can get your joy back through having a prayer life. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can stay focused by having a prayer life. Hallelujah. You are covered through having a prayer life, having faith in who God is and faith in his word. You can cover your family through prayer. Hallelujah. Your community is covered through prayer. Hallelujah. When you decree and declare the word of God, Jesus' name. And so tonight we're focusing on the prayer of faith. And I'm going to get into the word of the Lord. I'm going to read to you tonight, James chapter 5, hallelujah, starting at verse 13 to 20. Now I'm going to read this in the King James Version, but I'm also going to read it in the New Living Translation so we can break this thing down a little further, all right? Glory to God. And so the word of the Lord says, any among you afflicted, let him pray. Instructions. Hallelujah. Is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Any merry, let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Instruction. Hallelujah. Verse 15. And the prayer of faith. There it is. And the prayer of faith. One more time. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. If you ask me, that's powerful. Hallelujah. Come on. I bet you're ready to pray the prayer of faith right now. Hallelujah. Because I know I am. The Lord is letting us know the results that will be produced when we pray the prayer of faith. He's letting us know the manifestation that will take place. Let me bless you. He's letting us know the recovery. Hallelujah. The miracles. Hallelujah. The restoration, the healing, the deliverance that will take place when we follow his instructions. We align ourselves with his word, and we do what? We pray the prayer of faith. We're going to get into this tonight. Verse 16. I love this verse. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray one to another, one for another, that ye may be healed. There's another instruction. There's an instruction again. He says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. Watch this. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Elias, he prayed a prayer of faith, and and it stopped the rain. Come on, you got power in Jesus' name. Verse 18, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, one, convert him. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Listen, listen. We got to pray the prayer of faith. We're going to get into this tonight. I don't have much time. I'm going to try to give you as much as I can. But listen, Elias prayed the prayer of faith. He called for the rain to stop. And not only did the rain stop, but the rain stopped for 3 years and 6 months. That's power. Come on, how many of you know you got power in what you say? See, when you learn how to function by faith, you learn how to use all of the abilities that God put in you. Hallelujah. You learn how to speak those things that be not as though they are. You learn how to use the power that is installed in your speaking. You learn how to use the word of God. Hallelujah. You learn how to become a mover and a shaker. You learn how to walk in the authority you have through Jesus Christ. I'm going to read this again in the New Living Translation. The Lord is letting us know what we need to do in order to produce what he promised. Hallelujah. See, the way that we align ourselves with God to do what he says do, it's simple. And he's telling us what to do in order to get the breakthrough. He's saying, confess your faults one to another that ye may be healed. That's an instruction. He says, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We got to align ourselves with God so that we can manifest his word. Hallelujah. But you got to have faith in order to do it. You're not going to align yourself with God and his word if you don't believe in the first place. Hallelujah. Listen, you're not going to pray if you don't have faith in the first place. You're going to believe in order to go to God in prayer. You've got to believe in order to position yourself right. You've got to believe in order to move forward in the way God called and created and equipped you to. You've got, and so he's letting us know what to do so that we can move forward victoriously in Jesus' name. That's just like Romans chapter 8, verse 28. The Lord says, and all things are working together for the good of them that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. So you got to do an assessment. Do I love the Lord? Love the Lord. And because I love the Lord and I'm taking ownership of being called by him, what does that mean? I'm taking ownership of living according to his word. I'm making sure that I'm living according to his word. I'm making sure that I'm being faithful in doing what he called me to do. I'm making sure that I'm spending time with him, that I'm communing with him, that I'm seeking him, that I'm putting him first. I'm called according to his purpose. I'm not living life the way I desire to live it. I'm living it the way God created me to live it. I'm called according to his purpose. That's another word for another time. But I'm telling you, when God gives an instruction, we can align ourselves with him so that we can manifest his word. He says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and 20, he gives us the instructions again. He says, when two touch and agree, when two people come into agreement for what they pray for in his name, Jesus said, my Father in heaven will do it. He's letting us know what we need to do. And in verse 20, he says, when two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. He's letting us know to do. I don't know about you, but sometimes when situations come your way, you ought to call those you can trust. You ought to call those who you know is pure in heart. You ought to call those you know that you can call on, that y'all can come together and come into agreement and pull down strongholds, destroy yokes, and defeat the enemy in Jesus' name. Let's read this thing in the New Living Translation, and then we're going to press forward by faith. Amen. And so the power of prayer, pray the prayer of faith, you've got power. Verse 13, it says, are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Like an instruction to me, it sound also sound like a recommendation. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? Sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. You got to call on the elders. You got to call on those, hallelujah, who spend time in God's word. You got to call on those, hallelujah, who got a personal relationship with God. And as the word of the Lord said, you got to call on the elders. You got to call those, hallelujah, who's been through some things. You got to call those who are rich in wisdom. You got to call those, hallelujah, who God has graced with long life. Hallelujah, because they can move some mountains for you. They can pour down strongholds for you. They can pour into you the wisdom that God freely gives them. They can anoint you and pray you out of some things. Hallelujah. They can pray you out of all things. Glory to God. Verse 15. Hallelujah. It says, such a prayer offered in faith heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Verse 16, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. That sounds like good news to me. Verse 17, Elijah was as human as we are. When he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3 years and a half. Hallelujah. Verse 18. And then the word of the Lord says, then when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain and the earth began to yield its crops. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so verse 19 and 20 is restoration for a wandering believer. So if you're out there and you're strayed away, God wants to restore you back into a right relationship with them. Hallelujah. So verse 19 says, my dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, you can be sure that whoever brings the sinner back from wandering will save that person from death and bring about forgiveness of many sins. So we got a responsibility. And that responsibility is to pray the prayer of faith. That responsibility is to properly align ourselves with God and with his word. Glory to God. And so the phrase, the prayer of faith, it comes from the passage in James chapter 5, which says that the prayer of faith, it is a prayer. Basically, what God is saying is that the prayer of faith, it is a prayer offered in faith. A prayer offered in faith. And so James instructed those who are weak, right, probably spiritually, but possibly physically, to call for the elders or spiritual leaders of their we can say in our time, in their local church, right? Those elders should both pray over that person and anoint that person with oil. And so here in verse 15, James describes the expected result to that prayer offered in faith, right, by the elders. The Lord will raise that person up. Any sins that person has committed will be forgiven. The Lord is letting us know that when we properly align ourselves with him and his word, when we do what he tells us to do, when we come to him in faith, when we come to him fully assured, when we come to him confident, when we come to him knowing that he is God, when we come to him knowing that he's able, when we come to him knowing that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to his power that is at work within us, he's letting us know that there's a guaranteed manifestation that will take place. Whatever you need when you pray the prayer of faith, you'll get exactly what you need. When you pray the prayer of faith, healing will manifest. When you pray the prayer of faith, forgiveness will manifest. When you pray the prayer of deliverance will manifest. When you pray the prayer of faith, restoration will manifest. When you pray the prayer of faith, provision will become available. When you pray the prayer of faith, weight will be lifted. When you pray the prayer of faith, the shackles will break loose. When you pray the prayer faith.
All right. Yes. Get into it.
Woo!
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. The Lord, I feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. You got to pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. Being fully assured that God is able. He said in his word in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. And those that come to him must believe that he is God and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to know that God is God, that he is the only true living God, the only wise God, our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can save. He's the only one that can heal. He's the only one that can deliver. He's the only one that can satisfy. He's the only one that can fulfill you. And so here in the context of the verse, family, is anyone among you sick, let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. You got to pray in the name of Jesus. You got to pray only in the name of Jesus. Not Muhammad, not Allah, not Buddha. You got to pray in the name of Jesus, because that's where the power is. That's how you get the breakthrough. That's how you get saved. That's how you get forward movement. It's through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. And so the prayer offered in faith will make the sick well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed, because the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Can I say it again? The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Hallelujah. And so even when the Lord says confess your faults one to another, that does not mean go tell all your business. It doesn't mean go tell every single thing you've done. It just means that you have to be honest. Be honest about where you are. Be honest about where you've been. Be honest about what you need. Be honest about how you need to move forward. What the Lord is saying is you need to do an assessment and be honest. Hallelujah. Listen, you got to be honest and say, I've done some things that wasn't cool. I've lied sometimes. I was in the world. I fell short of God's glory. I've lived in a way that wasn't pleasing to God. It doesn't mean I have to go into detail. It just means that, listen, I need the Lord. I recognize that I wasn't living in a way that I was supposed to. I recognize that maybe I haven't treated some people right. I recognize that maybe I've said some things out my mouth that did not add value to myself, my family, or my community. I recognize that I need to rise up and get in alignment with God. So we confess that, Lord, I need you. We confess, God, save us. We confess, Lord, clean us up. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. We confess that, Lord, I've been doing things my own way. Lord, I need you.
confess your faults. It's to go to somebody that done you wrong and forgive them. To confess your faults. Listen, I've been holding a grudge. I've been operating in anger. I've been flowing with a heart full of hatred. And, Lord, I need to detox. I need you to purify me because you said confess our faults to one another. We need to come into agreement that we haven't been perfect, that we're not perfect. We need to come into agreement that we've been doing some things our own way. We need to come into agreement. We need to come into agreement that, listen, at one point in time, we've been jacked up. We've been messed up from the floor up. We've been in some things. We've been around some people. We've been at some places where we shouldn't have been. We need to come into agreement that the only way that we can move forward the right way through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The prayer of faith is a prayer offered in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. It is in the Lord's authority, subject to his will. It is praying with the Lord's authority and being subject to his will. Glory to God. Prayer being prayed in full confidence of God's power to heal and to do all that he promised to do. When you pray the prayer of faith, it is praying with such confidence because you know God has the power to heal, the power to deliver, the power to save, the power to set free, the power to restore, the power to lead, the power to guide. Even when we've done wrong, we can confess that we've done wrong, repent, and be forgiven when praying to the Lord. Bless you tonight. Can I bless you tonight? Can I bless you tonight? You have a prayer life and you go to God in prayer, there's no way you can walk away the same. There's no way you can walk away the same. If you are really pure in heart, if you are really purifying your mind, if you genuinely are seeking the Lord for a change in your life, if you really desire a move of God, if you really desire for God to clean you up, if you really desire for God to raise you up, if you really desire for God to make, shape, mold, and groom you, to get you right, to raise you up, and hallelujah, to get you all the way together so that you can be effective in walking in the purpose, promise, and prosperity he has for your life. Way you can go to God in prayer and walk away the same. You can ask Paul if he was still here. You can ask Paul when he was Saul. He had an encounter with the Lord on the road to Damascus. He had an encounter with God, and that one encounter changed his life forever. He went from persecuting the body of Christ to becoming a part of the body of Christ. He went from killing God's children to helping God's children get saved. Hey, he had an encounter with God that changed his way of thinking. He had an encounter with God that changed his way of speaking. He had an encounter with God that purified his heart. He had an encounter with God that changed his perspective on life. He had an encounter with God. Had an encounter with the Lord, saved his life, and him to help others, their lives saved as well. There's no way you can have an encounter. See, this is why we can't be religious. See, those days are over. Being religious is played out. See, this is why you got to choose relationship over religion and faith over tradition. You got to have a real relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You literally got to get to know him for yourself. The word of the Lord says in Psalm chapter 34 and verse 8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed are those that trust in him." You got to try God for yourself, because when you try him, you're going to find out that he's good, and you're going to begin to desire more of him and more of him
and more of him, and you're going to be blessed for trusting in him. I like to use analogies sometimes, as the Lord, as the Holy Spirit leads me to. You ever, it's like a food. It's like a food, right, where something that you never tried before, just because of the name of it or just because of how it looked, you made up in your mind, I'm not going to eat that. Whether if it's cauliflower or eggplant or Brussels sprouts, you made up in your mind, if you haven't tried it already, you said, no, I'm not rocking with it. I don't like how it looks. I don't like the sound of it. I'm cool, right? You never tried it. But then one day, somebody cooks it, and they offered you some of it, right? And you said, no, I'm good. I don't want it. I'm cool. You can keep it. And then they said, no, just try it. Just try it. And you tried it, and you found out that it was good. And so now every time you go to a family gathering or a family function, now every time you go to over a friend's house and they cook it and prepare it, now you want it because you didn't try it for yourself. And that's how it is with the Lord. Obviously, it's not a physical taste, but the Lord is just saying, try him for yourself because you're going to find out that he's good. See, too many people in the earth are not even trying the Lord just because of what somebody else said. Too many people in the earth are not even giving God a chance just because of a bad experience. Too many people in the earth is not even giving God a chance just because of what they see somebody else going through. Too many people in the earth are not giving God a chance because they too caught up in their feelings. Being mad, too busy being sad, too busy being frustrated, too busy being jealous, too busy being envious, too busy being malicious. Other people have because of what's happening in somebody else's life. Be too busy gossiping, too busy being caught up in the drama because you like talking about people. Or you too busy being caught up in the world. The right relationship with the Lord. We gotta try. The Lord is saying, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's saying, just try him for yourself. Try him out. I'm here to let you know tonight, I tried him and I found out he's all right with me. That's a song. I tried him and I found out he's all right with me. I tried him and I found out he can do more for me than what the world can. I tried him and I found out I've got a friend in Jesus. I tried him and I found out he can comfort me like no other. I tried him and I found out he can give peace like nobody else. He can give peace better than anybody else. I tried him and I found out he's the only one that I need to depend on. And when you try the Lord, you'll find out the same. Let's go. And so the prayer of faith is offered in faith. Because prayer should always proceed from faith. So to pray, first place, if you don't believe. Right about it. So when you pray the prayer of faith, you're praying a prayer offered in faith, because prayer always proceeds from faith. I got to believe that God is God in order to pray to him in the first place. I gotta believe. See, I can't pray and then get in my feelings. I can't pray and worry. I can't pray and be stressed out. I can't pray and be frustrated. I can't pray and be depressed. I got to pray and bask in the joy of the Lord. I got to pray and get excited. I got to pray and start preparing. I got to pray and get ready. I got to pray and sit in the seat of expectancy. I got to pray and expect everything that God promised and all that he is to be in full manifestation in my life. God can't fail. He don't know how to fail. He never has and he never will. So
know how to fail. He's not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man having to repent. If he said it at the end of that verse in Numbers chapter 23, the word of the Lord says, I've commanded the blessing, and the blessing cannot be reversed. I've come to tell somebody that you need to rise up and take ownership of who you are in Christ, because you are the head and it cannot be reversed. You are the head and not the tail, and it cannot be reversed. You are a lender and not a borrower, and it cannot be reversed. Hallelujah. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and it cannot be reversed. You are a peculiar people. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and it cannot be reversed. You're blessed when you go, blessed when you come, and it cannot be reversed. Everything you set your hands to do is blessed, and it cannot be reversed. Everywhere the sole of your feet shall tread is blessed, and it cannot be reversed. Your family is blessed, and it cannot be reversed. Everybody attached to you is blessed, and it cannot be reversed. Rise up and take ownership of who you are in Christ. And so, a part of faith is trusting that God knows best. A part of having faith is trusting that God knows absolutely. Those who pray should be unwavering in their confidence that God will always do what is right. Those who pray should always be unwavering in their confidence, in their faith in God, to know that God will always do what everything that God does concerning you is for your good. It's for your good. For your good. Saying that with God, you are never forgotten. With God, you are the apple of his eye. With God, hallelujah. With God, you are cherished. With God, dearly loved. With God, you are totally forgiven. With God, you are completely accepted. With God, you're created to prosper. You're created to succeed. You're created to be successful. You're created to flourish. You're created to be great and to help others do the same. You're created to live an abundant life. You're created to live an empowered life and to empower others to be just as great as God created all of us to be. The prayer of faith is having full confidence in God. It is not wavering in your faith to know that God will always do what is right. Having prayed the prayer of faith, we can cheerfully commit our lives into God's hands. The restoration of the sick, one that James chapter 5 and verse 15 guarantees as a result of the prayer of faith, it includes emotional and spiritual restoration that comes in the form of God's comfort and peace. You ought to pray the prayer of faith to know that it's by faith that you overcome. It's by faith that you are triumphant. It's by faith that you are victorious. It's by faith that the provision you need will become available. It's by faith that you will succeed in all things. This is why you got to walk by faith and not by sight. You cannot allow what you see to dictate what you believe. You cannot press forward according to how you feel, but you got to press forward according to what God said. You cannot press forward according to what you see, but you got to press forward according to what the word of the Lord says. It may look like you're in a struggle, but you got to stand firm on the word of the Lord to know that our God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. It may look like you can't press forward through that challenge, but the Lord said in Philippians 4:13 that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
The Lord said in his word in Romans chapter 8 that you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves you. It don't matter what the situation look like. It don't matter what you see on the news. It don't matter what you hear people saying. You got to stand firm on the word of the Lord. You got to make up in your mind, God, I'm going to stand firm on your words. I'm going to be committed to the yes I've given you, and I'm going to be consistent in serving where you place me to serve. I'm going to be consistent in having a prayer life with you. I'm going to be consistent in giving you praise. I'm going to be consistent in keeping you first. I'm going to pray the prayer of faith, because it's by faith that all will work together for my good. Jesus talked to his disciples repeatedly about prayer. Hallelujah. He told them to pray for God's kingdom to be represented in the earth and for his will to be done. Jesus told the disciples to pray for their daily substance, for their daily bread. Hallelujah. For they asked. He told them, hallelujah, come on, Holy Ghost. Jesus told the disciples that whatever he asked in their name, in his name, hallelujah, Jesus told the disciples whatever they would ask for in his name, that he would do it for, hallelujah. And so I'm here tonight to encourage you that you've got to pray the prayer of faith. You've got to press forward by faith. You got to pray the prayer of faith, because it's by faith that God's word will manifest in your life. It's by faith that you can intercede on behalf of those in your family, on your job, in your community. The Lord is letting us know to confess our faults one to another, that ye may be healed, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. He assured the disciples that God knows how to give good gifts to his children. All of these passages, all of the scriptures throughout God's word, lies as God's goodness and concerns for his children. Hallelujah. It's so necessary to have a prayer life, having a personal relationship with the Lord. In verse 16, once again, the prayer of faith is when you align yourself with God's word. As James draws this epistle to a close, we are called to confess our trespasses to one another and to pray for each other, knowing that the effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. This call to confession is not a summons to the confessional box where a priest becomes the middleman between us and God. No, 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 no. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, and that is the man Jesus Christ. And he alone is the one to whom we confess our sins. Nor is this call a call to expose our secret sins to the whole wide world. We are to confess our sins to God. Hallelujah, because he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I've come to encourage somebody tonight to let you know you ought to pray the prayer of faith, because God can create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you. You ought to pray the prayer of faith, because God can mend your broken heart and sustain your mind, because he's the heart fixer and the mind regulator. You ought to pray the prayer of faith, because God can renew, recharge, restore, refresh, and make you whole in the name of Jesus. You ought to pray the prayer of faith, because nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is impossible for him. He's perfect in all his ways. He does all things well. He makes no mistakes, and he's always on time. You ought to pray the prayer of faith to the Lord, to know that God is able to see you through. Hallelujah. 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 We got to pray the prayer of faith. We have wronged another person, hallelujah, when we have wronged
another person, we are called to go to them quickly and admit our sin and seek their forgiveness. Whether you said something to them that wasn't right, you did something toward them that wasn't right. The Lord says if you have an ought with your brother, you ought to go and deal with it. You ought to go and make amends. You ought to go and handle it between each other so that the love of God can be restored. For this is the will of God for us. And so we are also called to be willing, gracious. We are called to willingly, graciously, and fervently pray for each other. We are called to willingly, graciously, and fervently pray for each other. As we lift up those who may have wronged us, the Lord in prayer, fellowship of his love will stream into our hearts and minds, removing any bitterness in anything that is not like God, removing all the unforgiveness. You know, we are called to be holy for God because God is holy. But it is only as we confess our sins to one another and to our Heavenly Father that the fellowship and our prayers become effective. This is the word of God. Your faults one to another. When you were wrong, you were wrong. If there's something that wasn't right, it wasn't right. You made a promise and you didn't fulfill that promise, then you got to make it up. Letting us know God wants to restore relationships. God wants to renew your strength. God wants to heal your body. God wants to regulate your mind. God wants to fix your heart. God wants to bless you. Align with him. It is only as we abide him in God, walk godly, hallelujah. It's only, hallelujah, as we abide in the Lord Jesus Christ that we are enabled to pray in spirit and in truth, in the effective prayer of a righteous man, of the righteous can accomplish much. I want to take this moment, family, send an invitation to someone out there who's listening. Listen, now is your time to pray the prayer of faith. What better time to pray the prayer of faith than right now? What better time to pray the prayer of faith than right now? The word of the Lord says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, if you confess your faults one to another, if you confess your sins, hallelujah, help me, Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That is the word of the Lord. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That is the word of the Lord. That is the word of the Lord. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, for whosoever shall calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No matter what your past is, it don't matter where you come from, it don't matter what you've done, who you've been around, where you've been, the mistakes you've made, if you call on the name of Jesus right now, fully believing in who he is, fully believing in what he's able to do, fully believing in what he's already done for you, Dave. He'll show up for you. Believing without being fearful, without hesitating, without worrying or wondering, fully believing that he is God and that he's in control and that he's able to save, heal, deliver, restore, and set you free. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. We're going to pray the prayer of faith right now. Say, Heavenly Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and falling short of your glory. The Lord just told me to start over. Come on. Say, Heavenly Father, forgive me, falling short of your glory. I believe Jesus Christ is of God. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins. And I believe that Jesus Christ rose with all, and I believe that Jesus Christ is so real, so alive. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord, my Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life. And have your way so that I live to God's word, his will, and his way. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, if you repeated that prayer after me and you fully believe it, you're fully assured, fully persuaded that Jesus Christ is the only true living God, we encourage you to get into a Bible-believing teaching church, a Bible-believing teaching preaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the word of God. Y'all can encourage each other to always stay focused and to always press forward by faith. You just got saved, and we welcome you into the family of God. We're so excited for your new beginning. This is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. And we extend an invitation for you to connect with us so that we can help you on your faith journey. And we're going to continue to pray for you that you will endure, that you will persevere, that you will press forward victoriously in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have Pastor Toy come on with some announcements, and then I'm going to come back and close us out.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God, the prayer of faith. We bless and thank God for that word that has gone forth this evening. Hallelujah. And the part I love the most is he said, if you believe it when you're praying for it, that God will give it unto you. We encourage you who gave your life to Christ this evening to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until you do, bless God. That is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 8 p.m., we will be broadcasting live with Self-Expression and the host, Brother Robert Pop Hudson, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We invite you to follow us via any of our social media pages. We are on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can also follow us via our webpage, which is www.pknradio. Again, that's www.pknradio.com, where we are blessed that we are able to also minister through gospel music 24 hours a day, as well as a word from the Lord, morning devotions by Minister Bernard Morrow, and by faith we're good. And you can just join in and have a good time all throughout the day in the Lord. You are also able to reach out to the individual host via the webpage. Again, that's www.pknradio.com. One more announcement. If you find yourself in or near the Philadelphia area tomorrow at E9 West, 222 East Coulter Street, from 12 to 2 p.m., they are having an expungement workshop. Again, that's tomorrow at E9 West. The address is 222 East Coulter Street, from 12 to 2 p.m., where they are having an expungement workshop. We encourage all of you who may be in the area that may need to work on something on your records or know someone who does, join them tomorrow at E9 West.
Know that we love you all with the love of Christ. We bless and praise God for each and every one of you. Minister Bernard, as always, wonderful word from the Lord this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Amen. 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 We thank God for our founder and CEO of Purpose Kingdom Network, Pastor Tori Daly. We thank God for her diligence, her faithfulness, and commitment to the vision God has given her. And we're just so grateful to be a part of Purpose Kingdom Network. Shout out to all of God's messengers, all of the Purpose Kingdom Network family. Love you. God bless you. I can't wait for us to connect soon. We got to connect. We got to come together. Amen. Glory to God. All right. So let's close this thing out. So the prayer of faith, it's necessary. And so, family, we are created to pray without ceasing, to pray without ceasing. Prayer, I want to take my time. I feel like I want to preach it, but I'm not going to preach it. I'm going to take my time on this part because I need you to get this understanding. I need you to get this understanding. Listen, prayer connects us to the power of God, which is necessary to defeat spiritual enemies. Prayer connects us to the power of God, which is necessary to defeat spiritual enemies. Come on, let's go. Prayer must become our daily, constant, and consistent way of living. In any given moment, we are only a thought and breath from communicating with God. Prayer, hallelujah, hallelujah. Prayer, God is so good. Prayer is to permeate believers' lives at all times. It is to be a lifestyle. Perseverance. For all of God's children, we don't just pray for ourselves. We pray for each other as well. Praying in the Spirit is a form of worship. By the Holy Spirit who intercedes on behalf of those who pray. Pray, then the Holy Spirit is interceding on your behalf if you're praying. Praying not just for ourselves only, but also for all of God's children. This family, prayer, one of the biggest assets in a believer's spiritual armory. Prayer is one of the biggest assets in a believer's spiritual armory, meaning like prayer is one of the most powerful weapons that we have with faith in God's word to tear down strongholds, to go to war. To survive, thrive, to flourish, to manifest God's word. With God, things are possible. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. So check it out, family. 1 Corinthians, I'm going to bless you with this. Bear with me for a couple minutes. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. Version. The word of the Lord says, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. I need you to hear that. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. You've got God's Spirit. Let me bless you. Watch this. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 in the King James Version. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. So here it is, family. When you have God's Spirit, God's abilities. When you have God's Spirit, you have God's abilities. And when you have God's abilities, you can manifest God's word. I need somebody to write that down tonight. When you have God's Spirit, you have God's abilities. And when you have God's abilities, you can manifest God's word. John chapter 5 and verse 4, the word of the Lord says, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world.
whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world. Here it is, even our faith. Having faith gives us the victory. The Bible, the Word of God, is filled with God giving his people victory in battle. See, we face temptation and battles, but God has overcome the world, and we are promised victory through overcoming our, we are promised victory by faith, overcoming every struggle. Hallelujah. And so having faith gives us the victory to overcome the world, to overcome every struggle, to overcome every obstacle, to overcome every situation, to overcome every challenge. We are children of the Most High God who are created to win. God makes us win. He equips us to win. He anoints us to win. Family, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 in the King James Version. Here it is. The word of the Lord says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Having a prayer life that's according to God's will, his way, his plan, his purpose, his desire will always produce results that are for our good. When we pray according to God's will, we know by faith all will always be well. Press forward confidently, family, knowing that God hears you, he's with you, and he has you covered. Praying by faith gives us access to all we have in Christ. Financial increase, guaranteed. Healing, guaranteed. Deliverance, guaranteed. Protection, guaranteed. Restoration, guaranteed. Comfort, guaranteed. Living a purposeful life, guaranteed. Press forward by faith, move by faith, walk by faith and not by sight, because prayer empowers you. Prayer keeps your feet in a firm position for what you are believing in God for what you are believing in God to do in your life, as well as taking ownership of who God created you to be. Prayer through faith is a weapon, here it is, that will destroy your opposition openly. Prayer by faith is a weapon that will destroy your opposition openly. There's power in prayer, and no matter what the enemy may try, he cannot touch your relationship with God. Prayer will destroy the enemy in anything that he tries. At the same time, prayer will encourage your heart. Prayer will increase your joy and your faith, knowing that God will always show up for you. Pray the prayer of faith every day of your life. Pray the prayer of faith. Pray by faith. Pray with full confidence. Sit in the seat of expectation. We're seated in heavenly places with the Lord Jesus Christ. Understand who God is. Understand who you are in him. When you spend time in God's word, he'll begin to reveal himself to you more and more. And the more you become familiar with who God is, the more you become familiar with who you are in him. I want to encourage you, family. You are God's child. You are talented. You are important. You are irreplaceable. You are beautiful. You are unique. You are special because you are created in the image of God. And I'm here tonight to let you know, no matter what comes your way, pray the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus and know that everything is working for your good every time. Y'all already know, by faith we good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Enjoy your evening and enjoy your weekend, and I look forward to reconnecting with you all next month as we continue to come together and always pressing forward by faith. I love you, family. God bless you. I'm out.
Jesus lives.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free.
I will not lose. Never wanna see me down, I will not lose. Save me.